Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Like, such a small portion of it is actually about food, because they talk about how nutrition is basically everything off your plate. Of course, like, what's on your plate is also part of it, but I didn't know that going into it. You give life to what you give energy to. And you have to remember that, like, all day, every day, with whatever comes up, with how you're feeling or if an event happens.
Again, with part two of the health and love and energy and mind body connection episode with Bailey. Last week we had part one, and I decided to split it into two because it is pretty dang lengthy, but there's so much to cover, and I want her to share her whole story. And yeah, so this is part two. Just continuing to talk about her story and asking some questions, talking about her spirituality and just more hanging out. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And if you do, make sure to leave a rating and review and subscribe to the YouTube channel while you're at it. Acting My Age Podcast. That's me. Oh gosh, my hair looks crazy. Hope you all are doing super, super well today. Sending you lots of love always. And yeah, let's get into this part two of the episode with Bailey. So what are you thinking for social media or writing or podcast, or you want to share all your wisdom you've learned?
Yeah, I mean, journey? I have always loved, well, I guess it's funny now looking back at how I studied photography and psychology and how I thought they had nothing to do with each other, but I love photographing and I love curating an aesthetically pleasing space. Mm-hmm. And I love psychology. Like, I love speaking to people, and I just love acknowledging people and, like, really seeing someone else for, like, who they are underneath, and vice versa. So I think now with the path that I'm on, and I also am in nutrition school, I decided to go back to school.
Are you doing IIN?
Yeah, I'm doing IIN, the Integrative Nutrition School.
Oh my gosh. When did you start?
I started in September. I'm only, like, a couple months in.
Oh my gosh.
But I love it so much. And just with everything I'm learning in combination with everything that I have experienced, I just want to share, like, what I've learned and what I've gone through. And again, just in hopes to help other people, whether it's accompanying them on their journey or just helping them kind of notice red flags, or just, like, you know, just kind of remind people again that there are so many other ways to heal or just help your body other than what a lot of doctors resort to. And I think it wasn't enough to share my story with what I knew before, because I didn't know enough. And I think there's always something to learn, but I wanted to go to nutrition school so that I could also learn, you know, things to apply to other people's stories that didn't apply to my own, but use my own story to, you know, as the basis for just sharing. And
I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
That's very exciting.
I'm so excited.
I've heard great things about IA, and I'm like, maybe I'll do that at some point. Sounds very cool. Yeah, because I'd love to be able to back up, like, oh, this makes me feel really good, but then I'm like, this is why, like, to be able to back it up.
And it's interesting because, really cool. Like, such a small portion of it is actually about food, because they talk about how nutrition is basically everything off your plate. Of course, like, what's on your plate is also part of it, but I didn't know that going into it. I knew it was all about the mind-body connection, which is something I've been trying to mend, but they just emphasize how primary food is everything off the plate, relationships, career.
Oh, that's cool.
The environment, everything off the plate. And then secondary food is what's on the plate. Because again,
wow,
if you're eating all the right things, but your mind is elsewhere and angry or resentful or in the past, how can you be happy? You know? So it's interesting because I didn't realize how much they would
That's really cool.
Highlight all that. Yeah. It's so interesting. A lot of the teachers too are people that I know you like, or authors you like Deepak Chopra and Joe Dispenza, just a lot of trusted sources are people who speak there. And yeah, I think just spreading the message of the mind-body connection and how powerful that is. And to remember, we are one entity. It's not, the mind and body aren't separate. And doctors, a lot of doctors treated me like they were separate things. Like either it's all in my head or it will be fixed by antibiotics, but you need to look at the whole thing because it's all connected.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my gosh.
It's a really great school so far.
Sounds amazing. Maybe you're making me, a couple people have suggested I do that recently, and now hearing you, I'm like, maybe this is another sign to like do it.
But it's one of those things like psychology where I just feel like it's good to know, you know, it's just more powerful information. Yeah, for just a longer, healthier, happier life.
When you were talking about antibiotics, it just instantly reminded me, Sage's little brother, Sawyer, lived in Bolivia for a year, and he got a really bad parasite and was in a hospital. I don't even think they're in Bolivia. I think they were traveling somewhere nearby. I'm not sure if he was in Peru or Bolivia when he went to the hospital, but he got like extreme heavy dose of antibiotics and no probiotics and nothing. It just was like, boom, kill everything, kill this parasite. And now he can't eat gluten. And he was completely fine before. Now he has celiac.
Oh, so he's celiac now?
Yeah. Wow. And it was because of that. That was the only thing that happened. Like, there's literally nothing else that could explain that. And it's been really extreme. Like, he has, and he couldn't, like, he came back, he couldn't eat a lot of things. He was going to the bathroom like a billion times a day. He's gonna probably hate that I told everyone, but it's about the truth. And it just it's like very extreme. And he's like healing now, but a lot of things he still can't eat. If it just completely changed his whole lifestyle and his feelings around food. And it all started because he took really extreme antibiotics and it just murdered his gut. So now he's like working to heal his gut and everything. And I totally firmly believe he can heal it and we'll be able to eat gluten again. And I just keep saying, like, there's just, look, there's more things out there. Go to different people. Like, and he's kind of sharing some of the same things. Like, everyone says that they're right and their way is the way that's going to work. But like, how do I believe them? And there's so many different people, you know, talking to me. So, yeah, I think
I agree with you 100%. I think he can work toward introducing that back into his diet if that was never an issue before the antibiotics.
It wasn't.
But I have experienced that, where not just with antibiotics, but just with doctors saying you cannot eat everything but 10 things. Doctors putting me on water diets that were so intense that I'd faint after like one day. Doctors putting me on powder cleanses that were literally just powders and water for like a month. It was so intense, where then when I'd introduce something back, my body couldn't even tolerate like an apple. And like, they were like, oh, now you can't have fruit sugar. And I'm like, no. Bodies aren't built that way. Like, if you take everything away, my body is not going to know how to handle a foreign substance. Or if they remove sugar for 2 years and then I reintroduce a little bit of honey, like, oh yeah, you're allergic to honey now. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, I never had an issue with it before. But yeah, I think, again, balance is everything. So when our bodies are attacked with so many antibiotics without a balance of probiotic, then of course there's going to be an issue with your gut, like microbiome. I'm 2 years into this only, which isn't that long. And I did, again, one stem cell a month, one like round of it, which was supposed to heal my gut. So, and I'm still dealing with all the same stomach symptoms. But I'm just listening to my body. And Joe Dispenza also talks about how, you know, if you keep doing the same thing every day, Like, if I know I'm not supposed to have gluten either. They say it's not good for my gut, even though I actually feel fine when I eat it. But if I eat pasta every day, let's say, and my stomach bloats, if I keep eating it every day, my body's eventually just going to say, you know what, like, this is what she's feeding me. Like, I have to adjust.
Yeah.
Like, Joe Dispenza talks about that with meditation. Like, if you talk to yourself like you're a dog or a child and you say, sit, stay, meditate, and when you're done, you can do X, Y, and Z. Like, I try to do that with food. I'm like, you're going to eat gluten just a little bit, eat it, digest it, and we'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. I've been doing that, and I, like, talk to myself kind of like that in my head, and it mm-hmm. works. Like, it's all about mindset. Like, I used to not be able to eat literally anything, so even if I'd smell, like, guacamole, my stomach would bloat.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
not possible.
You showed me a photo, yeah.
Yeah, that's not possible because it's not in my mouth. It's not in my body. But yeah, my body would know when you eat this, because you're not supposed to, it will cause bloating. So I would bloat. But if, and it's not just once where you do this, but if you're constantly telling your body, I easily digest, I can eat this, I'm nourishing myself, and you just don't think about it, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, that's easier said than done, and it's taken so long, and I'm still having moments, but it's all about, it really is mind over matter with stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I hope he's able to eventually eat gluten again. And I think
yeah.
baby steps and just listening to himself and
mm-hmm.
seeing how he feels about what other doctors say, but just not completely depriving your body of something that you know feels good, or completely depriving your body of good bacteria when you need some of that.
Like yeah.
it's all about balance.
For people, because I know there's a wide range of people that listen to this podcast, and there are a lot of people who are totally on my like spiritual kind of hippie vibe, where a lot of everything we've said, they're like, yeah, absolutely. But I also know there's probably a lot of people that are like, whoa, this is very mm-hmm. out there, like not something I necessarily believe or I've heard before. Mm-hmm. I feel like for me, it's all about being open and just, there's no harm in being open to what other people believe, and what someone else believes doesn't hurt you in any way. You know, like us saying these things, there's no reason to be upset or offended or take it personally or anything like that. Like there's really no reason, at least that's what I believe, to react negatively to what someone else says, as long as it's not like hurting you or hurting
yeah,
anyone.
Of course.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is, how did you start to shift your mind from, or how do you talk to people that don't believe in this kind of thing or don't believe like a mind body connection or.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because I have some family who doesn't believe in,
mm-hmm.
not doesn't believe in the mind body connection, but is definitely uncomfortable talking about it and the significance of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think people react negatively to the unknown to them, like what's yeah. uncomfortable and unknown to them, and the potential of something new being the reason or being the cure or being the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If it's uncomfortable and they're not open to the unknown, then they're going to resort to attack, like, nope, this is yeah. what I know, you're wrong, I'm right,
mm-hmm.
like defense not letting mode. That into their like box,
mm-hmm.
which again is what I kind of mentioned earlier about Instagram, which is people only meet you as deeply as they've met themselves.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It's not personal. None of it's personal. So when people do attack, I know it's just uncomfortable. I don't mm-hmm. think it's nice or right, but it happens. And I feel like I come from a more understanding place now. With strangers, it's easier. Like on Instagram, I don't really care. But when it's family.
Yeah, it's harder.
I do tend to want to convince them or at least let them see. I always respect if people have their own opinion and it's different from mine, but if they just don't want to open their eyes and just learn more or see
yeah.
my side or just see something new, I don't like that. And I don't want to say I don't respect that, but I just feel like the more you know, the more I respect your decision, even if it's opposite from mine. Because if you still believe something or still feel like a certain whatever applies to you, then fine. But if you're just choosing to block out everything that's uncomfortable, mm. because it goes against what you've known, like
yeah.
then you're just going to live the same way your whole life. And if
yeah.
and again, that's their I remember someone, I think it was my mom, someone told me recently, just stay in your lane. Like, yes, stay in your lane.
Oh my gosh.
Do your best in your lane. If people want to join you in your lane, great. If people don't, great. But, like, just stay in your lane. Like,
I know. I always
try
that.
To control other people's lanes. Like, come see this or do that or this is why I'm, like, I feel like I'm justifying what I'm doing or I'm defending what I'm doing or I, like, want to overly share the things I'm learning so I'm excited. But sometimes it's also to, like, comfort myself that I'm changing. I'm like, oh, Bailey, it's okay. You know, you're changing and you're learning new things, but it's like I want the validation from the people I love and trust. Yeah. But I might not get that because they, again, are in their own lanes with their own perspectives and experiences, and it's not personal. It's just what mm-hmm. they know, yeah. you know? And my mom's always been so wise and spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But before this all happened with me, I couldn't even process what she would say. Not because mm-hmm. I didn't think it was interesting, but because I didn't have a reason to.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anything to apply it to in yeah. my life. So it's interesting, but I know, I mean, I've experienced from family, like, some negative things when I've told them I'm going to try medical medium cleanse or I'm going to heal myself with a little help from, you know, my doctor, and they've either laughed at me or been like, good luck or whatever, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't agree with some of the things they do, but it's okay.
Yeah. And that's everyone. I think I've talked about this before a little bit, but, like, everyone comes with their own unique perspective, unique lens on the world based on so many things, like
mm-hmm.
how you were raised, your environment, your family life, your just literally everything. And I'm definitely trying to be in the mindset of, yeah, stay in your own lane. Like, everyone is the way they are for a reason, and you can't, mm-hmm. you literally cannot change or focus or work on or improve anyone else. Like, all you can do is right. work on yourself and hope that you can inspire others or lift others or motivate others, right. but you can't change anyone else. Literally, exactly. No, like, they have to do it themselves. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's been a big thing for me too. So for you, I guess I'll just wrap it up with this one. What is your go-to, I guess, spiritual practice now, if you have one?
Well, everyone, like I mentioned earlier, is we're all bio-individual, and just because meditation works for you doesn't mean it will work for me and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've tried a lot of things in and out of my comfort zone that haven't worked. And I felt like, oh, you know, maybe I'm not going to heal then, or maybe I just can't get there and I'm not, you know,
mm-hmm.
in tune enough to do that. But meditation, again, is a label, like it's a word, but there are different forms of it. Like when yeah. I walk around, that's when I feel like I'm meditating. Like when yeah, I put my
absolutely.
Headphones in, or I'm looking at nature, or I'm on a hike, or I'm at the beach, that to me is my form of meditation. But
yeah.
for so long, I was like, I have to sit and in sit silence still. And just mm-hmm. ignore all my thoughts. And like, this is how it needs to look. But again, just like letting your body be and listening to it and thinking, you know, walks feel really good. That's when I feel like my heart rate is slower and I'm calm and I'm mm-hmm. not thinking about all the things I need to do. Like one day, but another day to me, like I'll sit in my sauna app, which I have, which is really helpful for my healing, but I'll sit in that and just listen to music, or I'll read a book. I just kind of listen to my body and do what it needs that day. And I've learned, like, not having a schedule for meditation, where like before I was like every morning at yeah. 8 I'm meditating,
being
and then every day at 4 mm-hmm. I'm walking, and if I didn't do it I'd feel like I messed up and I'd have mm-hmm. to start over, or that I won't ever get better and I'd go through this whole story. But again, that's not how bodies work. Like, I have a schedule of things I do every day for, you know, myself or for work or for whatever. But then in between, I just ask myself and listen, like, what do I need right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need tea and to sit and read? Do I need to go walk? So I think that is different yeah. every day. But yeah, my favorite exactly. things are like a walk in nature. I'm really sensitive to music, and it's been a huge part of my healing. So I listen to different, I don't want to say spiritual singers, but I listen to a lot of Trevor Hall, who who just speaks a lot about letting go. And just not only does it sound so beautiful, but all the words are the most healing, or the most, what is it? Okay, I'm doing a bad job explaining my favorite singer, but his music is just very powerful, and I feel like has really helped in my healing because of what it says and the way it sounds.
That's amazing.
And I used to love like deep house music, and I still do, but that feeling of like adrenaline and like needing to go, I feel like I don't need that right now. I'm trying to just like center myself.
Yeah.
Find equanimity, find peace in music like Trevor Hall, or just any sort of meditation music. Mm-hmm. Just really helps me like find my center and just like slow my heart rate down. So I listen to a lot of music. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Do you like have favorites?
Yeah, I love Super Soul Sunday with Oprah. I love the Hay House. They're like 20-minute podcasts.
Oh, I've heard
all
them.
Different are subjects. I love. I watch a lot of Joe Dispenza. His aren't podcasts; they're just YouTube videos.
I need to watch those. More. I'm gonna go watch some of his stuff.
Yeah, his
after
are amazing.
This.
And then I love like everything Eckhart Tolle. Mm-hmm. So I listen to his. He has Spotify meditations, and a lot of like YouTube, and on his website he has videos. So I'm trying to be more. Like I love to do podcasts or do walks and podcasts at the same time.
Yeah. That's going to be super, super, super healing for sure.
So I do a lot of those. And then I'm also just very cautious or just very like conscious of how I spend my free time. So instead of putting on like an entertaining show or movie, sometimes I still do that, but I make sure it's lighthearted and positive.
Yeah.
Because I get so invested in shows. Mm-hmm. So like I loved Handmaid's Tale, but it is such a dark,
sad show. Oh yeah, I just stopped watching that too.
Where I was like feeling anxious and feeling depressed. And I was like, okay, I already have to like deal with this going through, you know, my daily life. I don't want an extra layer of me feeling about this about.
During your relaxing time, show. It's like actually right. not.
Right. So I just try to do that. And I haven't done this since the beginning of the pandemic, but I found drawing and just like tuning out was just like so nice. Like I'd get like a coloring book, like a kid's coloring book.
Oh, cool.
Of like different shapes or just like pretty flowers or something, just like color it and listen to music and like light candles. So I'm finding things, but I think being outside the most has been really like healing and refreshing.
Yeah. Nature is just, so much to teach us. Nature has so much to teach us, for sure.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I want you to come visit the farm.
I know. I'm going to visit
it
soon.
So magical there.
I can.
Yeah.
I really want to.
I think you like it.
Yay.
My gosh, we could just talk forever.
I know. I feel like I talked to you for so long.
This is a long one. That's okay.
Last words?
Any
final things?
I don't know. I'm just really grateful you were willing to share, and I know you went through a lot. You're going through a lot. It's, you know, a whole journey, as you said, and I'm just very inspired by your outlook, and I hope that people can take something from it and just, you know, listen with an open mind, and hopefully it can help inspire people. And yeah, whenever you decide if you're going to make a podcast or whatever it is to talk about your journey, definitely want to share that with everyone.
Yeah, of course. 'Cause 100%. Yeah. And if I can leave you with one thing, it's you give life to what you give energy to.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remember that like all day, every day with whatever comes up, with how you're feeling or if an event happens, like you have to just remember that all can be true, the good and the bad, but consciousness animates matter. Mm-hmm. And you have to remember to give energy to what makes you feel good. It's like a better story. So
wow, you give life to what you give energy to. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I wish I could hug you.
I know, giving you a big virtual hug.
I know, same.
And thank you so much for having me on here. This was so nice.
Oh my gosh,
so happy to see your face on. And to hear your voice.
I know, so. You too. And your Instagram is I am Bailey B. I said at the beginning and I intro'd you, but B-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Yep, B-A-Y-L-E-Y with a B at the end.
And they can find you there.
Yay. perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
I'm sending my love, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. All right, that wraps up part two of the episode with Bailey. I hope you guys enjoyed it and got a lot out of it. So I will see you next week. Love you so much. And talk to you soon. I need to go eat. I'm really, really hungry. My stomach is growling. And I had some coffee, so that just makes everything a little bit more spicy down there. I need some food in my belly. Okay. Gotta start talking. Gotta stop. I can't even talk. Okay, bye. Love you. See you next week.